This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. I don't know what kind of a mood I'm in. I think I need to talk about it. Basically, what happened is I went to Fuddruckers yesterday. That was it. I went to Fuddruckers. I mean, it was a nice dinner. It was good. Nothing. Fuddruckers is great. Fantastic restaurant. Crew was awesome. But I'm in a funk. And the only thing I could think about, I don't know why I'm in this funk, the only thing I could think about is that I went to Fuddruckers. Now, let's break it down. Corey ordered an elk burger. I guess Fuddruckers, okay, it's different from the Fuddruckers that I knew 20-some years ago. The Fuddruckers, like in Reno, you used to, like, it was a sit-down place, and they'd give you a loaf of bread. Now it's kind of like a walk-up place, like a walk-up burger place, like Fat Burger. But they have, like, exotic burgers. So Corey ordered an elk burger. I tasted it. I pretended to like it, you know, because, you know, as a wife, you learn to lie a lot. You know, I was like, oh, yeah, that's good lean meat, you know, because I want him to eat more lean. You know, so I'm like, oh, yeah, it tastes like real beef. And they're like, please, don't mess with me and beef. Okay, I like my beef. Like, don't be trying to give me bison or elk or ostrich. Like, come on. Okay, I know beef. I could be blindfolded in another hemisphere 7 time zones away, and I'll know if you're not feeding me beef. So just don't go there. But anyway, I lie really well. So I told my husband, yeah, it's good. Okay, so it wasn't bad. So he had an elk burger. Stone ordered some sort of buffalo chicken burger. There was not like one vegetable on his plate. There hasn't been a vegetable on his plate now for a while, even when I serve him vegetables at home. So, I mean, you know, I yelled at him. You know, and then I look across the booth, and there's Brock. Now, Brock's, you know, chowing down on a salad. You know, kind of looking at me like, don't touch my salad. Like, well, can I have a tomato? Then, you know, he begrudgingly gives me a tomato. And I had a kid's meal. Because I guess when you go to Fuddruckers on a certain weeknight, for however many older grown-up meals you get, there, you can get a free kid's meal. So I had the other three order grown-up meals, and I'm like, I need to cut my calories, because I had a Chick-fil-A earlier that day, right? I had, you know, because someone at work brought Chick-fil-A's. I was like, oh, hell yeah. So I was kind of full. And so I had a kid's cheeseburger. And here we are, the four of us, at Fuddruckers. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going through a midlife crisis. Maybe you guys could tell me. It's just, I don't know. I get it's a weeknight. Okay, it's a weeknight. I should have cooked, but it was a really busy day at work. So there was no way I was going to come home, have time to cook. I work 45 minutes away from home. I'm like, we're going to Fuddruckers. That's fine. But, you know, then you go back. Okay, well, what did you do on the weekend? Well, on the weekend, I mean, I watched Jumanji was on Netflix, cable. I watched that, and I'm catching up on Stranger Things, and I did some work. I'm just not hip anymore, or with it, or super cool, and I'm feeling, I guess, a little Maximum Zoom dweebish, and I don't mean to, you know, pivot this all on going to Fuddruckers. But I think a lot of us need to stop for a second and take a look at where we're at and what we're doing and if we're happy. Now, I am happy. I mean, watching my son eat a salad with lettuce falling out of his face and using his fingers, I'm fine with. You know, my other son's sitting there eating a hot wing chicken sandwich with not one vegetable. I can live with that. You know, lying to my husband, I have done that for 21 years. I could continue to do it. I mean, I'm fine. But I'm just wondering if I need to get off my butt. Or I will, every day of my life, find myself sitting at a Fuddruckers. Now, okay, again, no, slight on Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers is fine. But I don't know. Now, this weekend, we have the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meetings, and I told you guys about that. This is where a bunch of family docs get together, and many of us who really are geeks, because we're just among ourselves, we get cool. There's a lot of alcohol. There's some classes. I guess I'll go to a couple of those too. But you know, I'm about to go back and tap into my 20s, you know, in the next few days. And I'm not looking forward to it like I used to. Why? Well, because, I can't drink like I used to. And, you know, I don't want to get a headache and I got to watch my calories. And, you know, I can't fit into an outfit that I wanted to. And I'm already starting to, in my mind, talk like I'm a grandma. And maybe I need to stop and look back and go, what do I want to do? Do I want to have fun, live it up, you know, live in the past? Or do I want to live in the present and be at Fuddruckers? So what I recommend to you guys, so you're not in the same dilemma or quandary that I'm in, because I really don't know what the hell to do with my life right now. I mean, what I do know is what I don't want. And I don't want to continually go to Fuddruckers. It has nothing to do with Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers is a wonderful restaurant. I love Fuddruckers. But I just think I need to spice things up a little bit. I mean, maybe I'll tell my husband the truth. Maybe I'll smack my son upside the head, telling him to get a gosh darn pickle for a sandwich. And maybe I'll tell my younger boy to eat with a fork. But gosh darn it, I'm going to have fun this weekend. And then next week, I'll go back to Fuddruckers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad and Mandy for working the dials, and Jason. And we got three men working the dials. Yeah. It takes a whole team, man. It takes a village. You know, this show isn't fantastic because of me. The show's fantastic because I got an amazing crew at GCN. No. I know this is one of the best radio shows you guys have ever heard. I understand that I have impeccable qualities when it comes to broadcasting. I get it. I get it. And I'm honored that you think that. But if my show is good, I really got to give credit where credit's due. That's Jason, Brad, and Manny. They're not appreciating this because, you know, they know that the show sucks. And I'm not blaming them. Actually, you know, if the ratings do go down, you know, a lot of us broadcasters, like, if you guys ever notice, let me just take a quick step back here for a second, okay? Because I know we got to get to the news. But I don't know if you notice broadcasters do this. Whenever we mess up, we try to blame somebody else. We just do. I'll blame the, you know, machinery. I don't even think you call it machinery. The equipment. I'll be like, oh, I think my producer has that. Right, right. Or you'll hear a radio host, and they'll just be talking, going, oh, you know what? I'm sorry, we have an issue with our computers. No, we don't have an issue with the computers. You misread the article. Please. Now, I do that, too, but I don't mind telling you guys. I mean, there's, you know, no secrets here. I misread. I told you guys about that one goof. I didn't have my glasses one day, I don't think. Or maybe I did have my glasses, and I was just an idiot. But there was a story that I was telling you guys about years ago. Man's orifices are dirtier than women's. And so we talked about the orifice of the nose, the orifice of the ear. We talked about a variety of orifices on a man and how in the study they found them to be dirtier and more full of microbes than females. And I was really, really, I don't know, out of it that day. Just, you know, I had a lot on my mind and we were coming up on a break anyway, so I really didn't go too deep into the story. So the next day, the headline came up again. And I'm like, look, I really want to read more into this. And it turned out that it wasn't orifices. It was offices. Men's offices were dirtier than women's. And so what did I do? I didn't cover it up. The next day, I said, sorry, guys. It was offices. I misread the article, and I actually pulled it out of my orifice to try to make it a story and make it news. That's fake news right there. But you want to know what? Maybe I was right. Maybe I'm a genius beyond comprehension. I mean, maybe the average male nose or ear or urethra is dirtier. Who knows? Maybe I was right. But it wasn't a news article and it wasn't news. And I pretended it was news because I didn't read. Or, you know what, it could have been a typo. Maybe it was a typo. I swear I saw an R in orifice. So, oh, well. Hey, guys, I owned up to it. I owned up to it. So, anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And Brad, Manny, and Jason, who I blame for that whole incident. And I thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Taco Bell getting sued. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, I think this came out. Oh, I got to blow my nose. I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to blow my nose. Sorry. I don't want you guys to have to hear that. But I trimmed my nose hairs this morning. And every time I trim my nose hairs, my, I do. Look, if you guys are thinking I am a gorgeous bombshell, go ahead and keep thinking that. But I ain't. Okay? I got nose hairs just like the rest of you. And I've got orifices. Just the way we are. We're people. So let's go back to Taco Bell. California Taco Bell employees brought a lawsuit against the fast food company, according to Daily Mail, because they banned them from leaving the restaurant during their lunch breaks. If they bought food using their employee discount. Now, some of you are like, who cares? But no, I think this is interesting. I love hearing all these backstories with fast food. You know, like, I would really watch a TV show on Fuddruckers. I just would. I'm fascinated because I think the staff is amazing, and I think it's a good restaurant. So anyway, in compliance with state law, Taco Bell in California gives employees a 30-minute meal break and as a bonus offers them the option of purchasing a discounted meal. Don't they have 90 minutes of tacos? I wonder what they discount them to. With the understanding that they have to eat what they buy inside the restaurant. Now, why? Well, they say the fast food company put that into practice in place in an attempt to prevent theft, stopping employees from using their discounts for food that they would turn around and give to family and friends. Ah, that does make sense. Because I would feed my whole neighborhood. Like, okay. You know how when you get invited to a party and you're like, oh, what can I bring? And you're hoping they don't say anything. You're hoping they say, no, just you. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we really need a meat dish. And you're like, oh, God. Or we could really use green bean casserole. I hate going to somebody's house for Thanksgiving because I get stuck with the green bean casserole. I don't know how to make a casserole, and I can't stand green beans. And you are going to entrust one of the most important Thanksgiving side dishes that nobody's going to eat anyway to me? Let me bring the pie from Marie Callender's. Anyway, let's go back to... So whenever somebody has a party, there's a tailgate or whatever, I'm like, I'll come, I'll bring Taco Bell or KFC. KFC, you can't go wrong with KFC. So Taco Bell has no problems with employees leaving the premises with their orders during their half-hour lunch breaks if they paid full price for the food. Employees are welcome to leave during their breaks if they brought food from home or elsewhere. That makes sense. But in December 2017, a California Taco Bell employee brought a class action lawsuit against a company in San Francisco, arguing that the company should pay a premium to employees who purchased discounted food and ate it inside the restaurant. The employee argued that the company policy subjected the employees to sufficient employer control. Oh, hell no. In effect, leaving employees on call during their breaks. So what the employee is saying is if you sit there and eat your lunch, Taco Bell could say, we need you at the register, get up. And then you don't get your full break. See, I'm the wrong person to talk to about this because I don't like taking breaks. You give me a break, I'll take a nap. Don't. Keep me going. Let me work all the way through and leave a half hour early. But still, to this day, I don't take a lunch break. I work through lunch. I just, you know, breakfast. I eat breakfast when I'm on air. I mean, you guys heard it. You know, that's why I'm always hiccuping and burping. I mean, I just don't give me a break because if I stop, I know it's a law. You got to take a break. But once you make me stop, I get tired. Let me keep going. So anyway, Taco Bell argues it's not true. No, it's for dad. As employees were relieved of all duties during their lunch breaks and allowed to relieve themselves too, can I add? So the class action suit was actually bumped up to the California's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Look at the money we're spending. And they did side with Taco Bell. The court rejected the employees' claims saying the California law was not violated because Taco Bell relieved their employees of all duties during their meal break period, exercised no control over their activities, where employees were free to use the 30 minutes in any way they wished, subject only to the restriction that if they purchase a discounted meal. So you know what? If I was Taco Bell, don't do discounted meals. Then fine. Guys, go on your lunch. Go. We just won't do it. That's what's going to end up happening. So, you know, what's really interesting is I love the fact that we employees are empowered. And we feel safe to make a complaint. Many of us who had to work in unsafe work conditions or be sexually harassed or assaulted and all sorts of other stupid stuff at work. I love how in this day and age, in 2018, we have a voice. But when you start to take it too far, where you start to sue over not getting to take a discounted lunch out to your car, you're starting to really dilute the process that needs to be as rich and successful as it has been. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Massachusetts college employee has been placed on leave after calling campus police to investigate an African-American student eating lunch in a common room this week. Smith College in Northampton says it's investigating the incident and has apologized to student Umu Kanote.
It just still upsets me to just talk about it because I don't even feel safe on my own campus and I'm away from home. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I'm doing this not only for me, but for my family.
The college president says the staff will undergo anti-bias training after that incident. A double stabbing on a Bay Area rapid transit train in Oakland Friday after a fight broke out between two men. This woman was there.
It was just super, super aggressive and enough to make someone bleed and, like, there's blood staining the chairs.
Neither injury was life-threatening. It's the same station where a woman was fatally stabbed last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I don't know what's going on here, but now everybody's all freaking out about Ebola. And so we're hearing more and more, shall we say, stories kind of involving. I don't know what to say here because I'm having some computer issues. And no, I am not blaming it on any. There's a survey that I cannot get through while I'm trying to get to the article. There we go. There was an Ebola scare on a Greyhound bus. I believe this happened in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And a Greyhound bus passing through Steamboat Springs had to be quarantined because of an Ebola virus scare. The Denver Police Department contacted the Route County Sheriff's Office at about 2 p.m. Sunday asking that the bus be stopped. Officials thought that there might have been a person on board who had contact with that Denver health patient who had been tested for the virus. Remember that the hospital had to kind of shut down temporarily because they were dealing with somebody who they thought had Ebola and then they didn't? So now they had to stop a bus ride because they thought somebody had contact with the person that was at the hospital. They said the man, who had become sick after recent returning from the Congo, did later test negatively for the virus. But they suspected that someone on the bus might have been exposed. So police stopped the bus in front of a McDonald's and held it there for about 15 minutes. Yeah, I know, the Big Mac's turning 50. So hopefully somebody got a Big Mac and a Mac coin. And so they stopped in front of the McDonald's, held it there for about 15 minutes before determining that it was not the bus for which the Denver police were looking for. Now, the Denver Post reported that the patient had been working as a medical missionary in the area of the Congo that recently had an outbreak of Ebola. So the man had some symptoms of the virus, like fever, muscle pain, fatigue, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and unexplained hemorrhage. So Denver Health Hospital had put the man in isolation, but then confirmatory tests showed he did not have Ebola. Three members of the ambulance crew were also hospitalized. The man is in fair condition, but we still don't know what his symptoms are and why his symptoms happened. And so I would like to know what other hemorrhagic fever that could have been. We call it a hemorrhagic fever when you hemorrhage or bleed. Hemorrhage more implies that you bleed to death. You're hemorrhaging, like you really can't stop bleeding. But a fever, you know, a hemorrhagic fever is a disease where you're having a fever, you got muscle aches, diarrhea, vomiting, stomach pain, and you have bleeding from parts of your body. So Denver Health, as you know, was one of 10 hospitals in the U.S. that have been authorized by the CDC and prevention to treat people with Ebola. Now, if I were a hospital, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, let's talk honestly here. Let's not try to be all PC. When a hospital is being advertised and discussed in the media as them having an Ebola patient, it probably ruins business. And many people who are able to talk, when the paramedics go, "What hospital would you like to go to?" will probably say, "Not the hospital where there's an Ebola patient." Now, as a physician and as a radio doctor, yes, I would love there to be plenty of facilities out there that can hold an Ebola patient. If I, God forbid, get Ebola, I will want to be at a facility that'll treat me. So hands down, we need them. But, you know, Denver Health has been in the news now. And this is worth talking about, right? And it has been advertised as being one of 10 hospitals in the U.S. that can treat people with Ebola. They had this one patient that might have had Ebola. They're telling everybody, don't worry, he didn't have it. I wonder what that did for business. And then thinking a couple steps ahead, are we going to be told very liberally that a hospital has a current Ebola patient? That hospital needs to run. And in order for them to take care of Ebola patients, they need to make sure they're getting money in. And if other people do not want to go to that hospital, or they want to be transferred out, it's not very easy to get transferred out. It doesn't really happen that easily. But if people want to leave AMA, they could leave. Can't bill the insurance then. You lose funds. So I'm dying to know what this last episode did from a monetary standpoint to the hospital. I had no idea that Denver Health was one of them. You know what? I remember there was one in Colorado. I didn't know if it was that specific one. So it'll be interesting to see what happened. Now, I don't think anyone's going to brag about it. It may not be newsworthy. People just care about Ebola. Nobody cares about the profit margins of a hospital, but that matters to you or I, because our country is kind of big, and we only have 10 hospitals that take Ebola patients. And I just have the feeling that we don't have a lot of hospitals out there raising their hands, going, I'll do it, over here, pick me, pick me, pick me. What advantage does a hospital have if they offer quarantine capabilities for an Ebola patient? They may get a little press. They may get the money of taking care of an Ebola patient. If, God forbid, Ebola does come to the U.S., and it spreads like wildfire, then they'll get pretty busy. They'll get pretty busy. But right now, not a lot of incentive. And so what I would suggest, if it's not already being done, is any hospital that does become an Ebola ground, I don't know, one or two, can't call ground zero. Ground zero would be wherever the Ebola started. They get extra funding from the government. They get a hell of a lot of praise, you know, maybe, you know, a plaque, all right? But, you know, make sure we incentivize hospitals to do this, because 1 in 10 isn't enough. And my guess is Denver Health is getting spanked a little bit because of all this news that they took care of a patient that possibly had Ebola in it. Now, the CDC praised, not the hospital, but the Congo, for recently ending the 9th Ebola outbreak that has occurred in the country since 1976. That outbreak resulted in 54 cases and 33 deaths. And it started back in May 8th. It was officially declared over a few days ago. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this, but back in 2014, there was a man who shouted on a Metro bus in Los Angeles, "I have Ebola." And I don't know what this doofus was doing, but the threat forced officials to quarantine the driver as a precaution and to take the bus out of service, and underwent a thorough scrub down. According to a Metro spokesperson, this was back in 2014, it cost taxpayers thousands and thousands of dollars. Now, the L.A. County Department of Public Health obviously thought it was a hoax. But there was a multi-agency response that had to be broadcast on television. It added to extra scare. And Metro already has, you know, they have protocols in place to deal with, you know, doofuses like this. But still, this is going to cost a lot of money. And when we hear that we're kind of caught with our pants down and we're not prepared if something big happens or comes around the bend, I really hope we're thinking about this. You know, maybe that latest Ebola outbreak is, you know, is done with. And, you know, I know they were talking about maybe there's a new strain and you have this guy in Denver who has some weird hemorrhagic fever. But just don't just think concretely like, okay, Ebola or no Ebola. We really need to be prepared that some real cookie stuff's going to come our way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you know, many of us remember the show MASH. MASH, I thought, was really, really cool. It took place during the Korean War. And you had a bunch of, you know, misfits, right? Like Hawkeye and Pierce. And, you know, it made me really want to be a doctor. because I thought the whole Marcus Welby thing was a little too dry. I didn't want to be Marcus Welby. I wanted to be, you know, a pretty blonde nurse. And I always wanted to be blonde. And I am now blonde. It takes a lot of Clairol and bleach and Jerry Lambert's my stylist. It takes a lot of, he has to also pray. You know, it takes a lot of work for me to be a blonde. But, I came to, find my way in medicine. And, you know, MASH was this series that was on from 11 years, I guess, starting back in the early 70s. And so, I guess it came from a book that was written in 1968, MASH, a novel about three Army doctors. And MASH stands for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. And I guess it followed a team of doctors and support staff that was stationed during the Korean War, South Korea. And so, that song, and suicide is painless, and the words to the theme of MASH. So anyway, so very famous for those of you guys not really too familiar with it, okay? And even though it was a comedy, it was kind of a dark comedy. You know, there was a lot of dramatic subject matter, and, you know, people died, and then there was Hot Lips, and, you know, she was kind of the head nurse, and there was a lot of stereotypes, unfortunately, in that, you know, but the show worked back then, it did. And Alan Alda, you know, played Hawkeye, and he was Hawkeye Pierce. And so he was, you know, the biggest smart aleck, and we liked him. Well, anyway, apparently he's revealed that he has Parkinson's disease. He's 62 years old. I'm sorry, 82. He's 82 years old. And he told CBS News this morning that he was diagnosed with the disease 3.5 years ago. It's like the most common neurodegenerative disorder we have, Parkinson's. And he said that the reason why I wanted to go public is that I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago, and I've had a full life since then. I've acted, I've given talks, I help at the Elda Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook. He started a new podcast. And I guess he decided to come forward after seeing his thumb twitch in recent interviews. And he said, it's only a matter of time before somebody does a story about this, you know, from a sad turn point of view, but that's not where I am. And so he's trying to convey to people how you could have it and still live a very full life. Now, as you know, many people, Reverend Jesse Jackson has admitted to having Parkinson's, Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox has still had a very, very active acting career. He was just recently in the Designated Survivor. You could see, unfortunately, he has a lot of issues. He's not able to have the facial expressions. He's not Marty McFly, you know, as we remember him. Or what was he in Family Ties, Michael J. Fox? I forget. I loved that role. You know, a little Republican. I thought he was hilarious as that. But anyway, and you could see, you know, he has a tremor. He can't control some of his movements. Can't make a lot of facial expressions. Has some difficulty with speech. But he can still act, and he's still out there, and he's still working. Other people that have had Parkinson's is Jenna Reno, Muhammad Ali, Robin Williams, Casey Kasem, Johnny Cash, Linda Ronstadt, Pope John Paul II, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, and most recently, I guess, Neil Diamond has come out saying that he had Parkinson's as well. In fact, a few months ago, he had to retire from touring because he has Parkinson's. And he had to apologize to everyone who had purchased tickets. And I believe Neil Diamond's about 77, 78 years old. So what is Parkinson's? Well, let's break it down. By the way, it's even been postulated that Adolf Hitler had Parkinson's. But Adolf Hitler was on drugs. There was so much crazy stuff going on with him. I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, induced some neurological disorder as well. So Parkinson's is one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders. Alzheimer's is number one as the most common. But Parkinson's is the most common movement disorder. It affects 1% of the world's population that's over 60 years old. And in the U.S., 60,000 new cases are diagnosed every year. It affects several areas of the brain, like the substantia nigra, And the substantia nigra is part of balance and movement because it affects dopamine cells. Substantia nigra has dopamine-producing cells. And I guess Parkinson's was first discovered or first named back in 1817. So this isn't something new like Alzheimer's. This was described back in 1817 by James Parkinson's. Parkinson. And it was called a shaking palsy. And then later called Parkinson's. So what are the symptoms? Well, you get really stiff and rigid. You have poor balance. You have a tremor at rest. And it looks like a pill rolling tremor. So it looks like you're sitting there playing with a pill, but you aren't. You will have slower movements. You will have, at some point, inability to move. You may have some shuffled steps because you're afraid of falling. Your gait or your walk will look different. And then, unfortunately, people may develop depression, anxiety, memory loss, constipation. You might lose your ability to smell, have trouble swallowing, erectile dysfunction. You could get pneumonia. You could get fractures from falling, secondary to this. You could have hallucinations, delusions, and you could, unfortunately, also get dementia. So, what causes it? Well, they say most cases are idiopathic. So, the disease could arise with no specific cause. But some cases are genetic. And there are multiple genes that have been identified that could be associated with it. So, if it's in the family, there's a chance that you could be at risk. Very rarely does it start early. If it starts before the age of 20, it's known as juvenile onset Parkinson's. We rarely see it, though, under the age of 50, except in, you know, Michael J. Fox's case. So the average onset is about 60 years old on up. Men seem to be more affected than women, about double. And if you've had a history of head trauma, like Muhammad Ali, that could put you at higher risk. They also think that exposure to herbicides and pesticides have been linked to it as well. So now, how quickly do Parkinson's symptoms progress? Well, it could go from years to decades, but if you get it earlier on, it'll happen quicker. So there's a variety of different stages. So like the mild ones, you may notice a little tremor in one hand. You may have one leg that's a little clumsy. You may notice you're a little bit more rigid. You might be asked, you know, well, what's wrong? Why did you laugh at that joke? And you're like, I thought it was funny, but you didn't make the facial expression. And so with the mild, you'll start that on one side of the face and then later both sides of the face. Then maybe you'll start to slow down on your blinking. Maybe your speech will change. You'll start feeling a little bit more rigid. And then as we start getting to the more moderate stage, that's when you start losing some balance. You also start having issues with involuntary movements. Your tremor may worsen, you know, more clumsiness. And then by stage 4, you may have difficulty walking or standing. You may need a cane, may need a walker. And a lot of people by stage 4, you have trouble living independently because you need assistance more often. And then the more severe is where you start getting hallucinations and delusions. So we treat you with levodopa, carbidopa. There's medicines out there, but it's a tough one. No cure. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.